mentally or physically, success can be defined as getting up one more time after you've been knocked down over and over and over again. I'm T. Wood, and this is Triumphant Moments, where I highlight significant moments in life that are far beyond the surface to inform, encourage, and inspire people to triumph over their life's challenges. With me today, I have a great young man by the name of Jarvis D. Rittman. He is originally from Quincy, Florida. He is a graduate of Godby High School and is a senior currently majoring in health sciences at the Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida. He is a multi-talented musician and dancer who is a drum major for the Marching 100 at the Florida A&M University. Jarvis, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell you what, so you're currently, you know, school has started back, so you got classes going and everything like that. So let's say Monday through Friday, what is your class schedule compared to practice? What does that balance look like? Classes on Monday, Wednesday?
I have classes on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. Those are my in-person classes. And I do have online classes as well. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I usually have like a break in the morning. So that's when I usually go into work at Jimmy Jazz in the mall. So, yeah, that's pretty much what my week looks like. And then band practices every day, 3:30 to 5:30. So you don't really get out of that. So
I was about to say, I knew y'all had to put in the work. Where's the part with the push-ups? You got some workout routine, or you get all your work when you go in the band?
When I go to band practice, I usually get it in then. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, with that said, I want to go ahead and have an idea of your upbringing in Quincy, Florida. How would you describe, you know, your upbringing, you know, just growing up there? How would you describe your, you know, your growing up there?
Growing up in Quincy, it was very like family oriented. So like my people knew almost everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew my people. It was no much everywhere I went. It was like, oh, Lil Rittman, or you know, oh, Lil Jarvis. Yeah, pretty much. So everybody knew everybody. Right. My parents did a lot with, like, you know, making sure that myself and my sister had the right type of teaching before we went out into the world, and you know, just kind of. You know, they did a great job with leading us down the right path.
Mm. So you're not just saying that because you know they're going to be watching this episode.
No, that's true. That's real. Because, like, I have a lot of friends that I've went to school with in Quincy that just necessarily haven't went down the ideally correct path. Mm. So, you know, it could have just been, like, one little decision that I could have made that I didn't do the right thing. But, you know, they gave me the right teachings. They led me down the right path, and now I'm here today.
Now, you mentioned that you have some siblings. So, you the youngest of?
I'm the youngest of three. Myself, my sister, she's 26. I lived with her my whole life. And my brother, I didn't really live with him because he's way older. So, he's living in Washington, D.C. right now. So growing up, it was just myself and my sister. But my brother would come into town, and we all kind of keep in contact. So
whenever he would come, it's kind of like y'all ain't skip a beat.
It was like he never left.
Okay. See, and you said it earlier. So now, if I'm right, Pop Jarvis, your pop name is Jarvis, and Mom Benita.
Yes.
Shouts out, Miss Benita, Mr. Jarvis. So you said something earlier about the different teachings that they had for you and your upbringing. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that stands out about something that they might have instilled in you?
Like something that they taught me that kind of just like stood out. They've always taught me to make sure that myself is taken care of before I try to put myself out there or put too much on my plate to make sure that other things go in a correct way, just to make sure that I'm okay. And to make sure that, you know, I have everything in line before I try to step out.
Mm. Now, as far as your personality, though, who would you say your personality might mimic more? Would it be Pop Jarvis or will it be Mom Miss Benita, who was a combination? What would you say?
I want to say it's an even combination because I get this question so much, and I see a lot of my dad, and I see so much of my mom, and I don't know myself. I feel like it's an even combination, really. I can't really say.
I think that was a great answer.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what. Before, let's see, you know, when we come and we're growing up, we get in high school, we start, you know, having an idea if we plan on going to college, what college we're going to go to. Now, was it an option in your house of different colleges that you might have been interested in? Or was it one of those households where before you was born, you going to be a Rattler?
They gave me options, of course. Like, they told me, like, you know, whatever you want to do in life, just make sure there's something productive. You know, it doesn't, as long as you're just not out here being a couch on a potato or something like that. But it most definitely gave me options. But I knew from when I first seen the March 100 that I was going to be in the March 100.
I saw it in your eyes, man. Come on now.
Yeah, I just knew that that was where I wanted to be.
Did you see it, see the March 100 growing up?
Huh. Every Saturday.
Is there any particular, let's say, that stood out to you? Just a moment of time. Was it a time you went to the game with your father, mother, anything like that?
I can't really remember because we went to almost every home game, every classic game. So it was just like they were embedded in my head.
See, so you are officially, I can say this, you are officially a part of one of the bad, yes, I can say this, part of one of the baddest bands in the land.
Yes.
All right? What did it feel like when you found out, the moment you realized that you would be accepted and a part of the March 100?
When I first got into the March 100?
Describe that feeling.
After my audition, when I auditioned for the band, I had to think back.
Because I know you were excited.
I was excited, but it felt like, you know, like finally. Like I'm finally here. I finally get to do what I've always dreamed of doing.
Wow. Family excited for you? What was their reaction?
My mom was just excited. My dad was excited. My family was like, oh, we're here. Like, this is the time. Like everybody felt like it was like the time has finally come. It's going to happen now.
And then to take it to another level, you know, you found out that, you know, later on that you would be named drum major. You know, what was that feeling?
That feeling was just like, well, originally, I made sure that I wasn't gonna not make it. You know what I'm saying? So I did everything right. Well, I don't want to say I did everything right. I don't want to make myself sound like I'm perfect or anything. Right. But I made sure that I followed the right steps to make sure that there's no way that I cannot just like miss out on this opportunity.
When you say that, it sounds like, it to me, it translates, and this may be the therapeutic side of me, but it kind of translates like, hey, I knew I wanted to be this. I knew I wanted to accomplish this particular goal. Mm-hmm. So you discipline yourself to take the right steps, mm-hmm. you know, to achieve that.
Yes.
And you know, when we're trying to achieve some goals and things like that, we have some things that may happen in our life that may cause a little difficulty, mm-hmm. you know, some challenges. And, you know, we still have to find a way to keep that path pressing forward.
Right.
Would you say that in your life that, can you think of some moment or a moment where, you know, it might have been a little challenge for you that you might have faced, you know, as you were trying to take the right steps to reach the goal?
It was a challenge. A lot of people don't know, but my sophomore year, I actually did try out. Well, I auditioned to be a drum major my sophomore year. Wow. And I didn't make it. I didn't make it my sophomore year. And we had, like, you know, little interviews and whatnot, and I didn't make it. I just wasn't, you know, the cream of the crop, you know, just say. But I made sure that that second time around, I made sure that everything was in line. I made sure everything was straight. And during that audition, it was just like everybody was like, if you don't make it, I know something. Like, if you don't make it, I know something.
See, that moment that you didn't make it, did you feel like giving up?
No. I knew it had to happen. It had to happen at some point.
Where did you get that from? That no quit? Where did that come from?
No quit? My parents, I'm going to go back to my parents again. They always tell me to persevere. If you really want something to happen and you know that you have the ability to make it happen, persevere through it. Make it happen.
Many people would say it's easier said than done. They'll hear that and they'll say, it's easy to say, but it's hard.
It is hard. But you got to have a love for something that you want to do. If you don't have the love for it or the passion to actually do it, because drum major is not an easy title to hold. It's not. But, you know, if you have the love for the band, love for the school, and you just want to be able to hold that position in any type of manner, you'll do what it takes to make sure that it's done. And it's not like it's impossible, because it's been done before.
Boy, I'm about to jump over this table here. This boy is over here dropping jewels over here. Y'all better stop playing. Look, if I tell you what, so you decided to press on, you accomplished what you sought to accomplish. With that being said, what do you think was one of the key ingredients for you to get you to where you are right now?
The key ingredients.
Yeah, what was the key thing for you? Key person for you? Key moment for you? Is there anything that played a huge role that stands out to you, that played a huge role in you being where you are right now?
Okay. Me and my squad was talking about this just last night. It was me, Nicholas Walker, and Jaden Roberts. And we were talking about how a point in freshman year when there was like something going on with the band, and we were in our pre-drill, our band camp, kind of, you would call it. We were in pre-drill, and the upperclassmen didn't show up. They didn't show up because they were on strike for whatever reason. I can't remember. I was only a freshman. I didn't know what was going on. So we were there, and then it was just a freshman there, and then maybe like one band director. And we were supposed to get started, but no one was really there. So myself, I walked up to the front, and then we was like, we gonna start stretching. Yeah, I walked up to the front, and it was like, okay, go ahead, everybody touch toes, turn on, you know, the whatnot. Started stretching, and Nicholas and Jana came up there, and we just started leading the stretches and everything. Took a lap around the track. Just took lead. And then now here we are, the drum majors.
You're telling me that without any assigned leadership or person in role position telling you all to go do this, do that, take care of what you need to take care of, you're telling me that you took the initiative. That's what you're trying to tell T. Wood right now.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm just telling you that we just did it.
Wow. And I'll ask again, what pushed you in that moment to just step up like you did?
I saw no one else was going to do it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we were just like kind of just there in the moment in time. So I was like, okay, we gotta get the day started. Like, we can't just not go through it. We can't just miss a day of pre-drill, because then we'll be behind. So I just say, you know, we'll go ahead. I didn't see when else was going to step up and go ahead and just get it started. So I just went ahead myself and did it.
You know what? For we have also a lot of youth that follow the show. So for the youth that may aspire to either be a part of the March of 100 at the Florida A&M University, or even to be a drum major? What do you feel are the qualities needed to be where you are right now?
You have to be able to listen to, you know, the higher ups, or maybe like your band director or whatever. You have to be able to listen to them. Have a sense of like fearlessness, because when you attain a certain position, you have that certain position for a reason. That's what people tell me all the time. Like, you're a drum major for a reason. You're a drum major for a reason. And I kind of struggle with that myself, knowing that, like, you know, okay, I'm a drum major, but sheesh, like every day. But, you know, I am here for a reason. So that kind of keeps me pushed to, you know, do what it takes to make sure that everything gets done. Yeah. What'd I say? Be able to listen. Sense of fearlessness. One more thing. I don't know.
That fearlessness was something that was too key, that I can't let that be glossed over. When you say fearlessness, what does fearlessness, this for all, there is a young person listening that'll be watching and listening to this right now that may be inspired. So what does just the term fearlessness, what does that look like to you?
Fearlessness in my mind, when I'm saying fearlessness, it can kind of be portrayed as confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what you're doing, and you know, you've kind of been in a position to know what you're doing, have confidence in yourself to not fear messing up, or to not fear anyone that may talk back, because you know, everybody ain't raised the same way. But you know, just fearlessness can be confidence. Have confidence in yourself.
And don't be afraid of that. I want to put that out there for all the listeners. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid of the level of having confidence. Like my guy Jarvis said, look, you take that fearlessness and use it to propel yourself forward. Not everybody is going to get or understand you. Mm-hmm. You have to understand yourself, and you have to accept who you are in order to press forward. So many times we spend ourselves trying to necessarily please everyone else, mm-hmm. you know, instead of focusing on who we are and how we can press forward. When you know yourself, you really can tap into that fearlessness that you were talking about.
Right.
You know, right. Now here's something I'm going to throw you away, just switching lanes. Just like we have, Greek organizations and stuff like that on campus, which I happen to be part of, one of the greatest okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so just as we have Greek organizations on campus and things like that, you know, being a part of the Marching 100 is an organization that has a level of love, a level of camaraderie, and the brotherhood, sisterhood. Could you please speak on that, that you experienced, that love and that camaraderie, that brotherhood and sisterhood that's wound up in the March of 100? Mm-hmm. Could you speak on that? You can based on your experience, you know?
Yeah. When you're in like any band per se, yeah. you're around each other 24/7. So it's like, you at some point you have no choice but to get to know one another.
Got that right.
Yeah. So you're around each other all the time. You get to know someone, and like we have different occasions where, you know, we have to like kind of lean on each other, because some people may have like a bad day like during practice, and you know, I was just talking with one of the other members, and you know, I seen she was kind of down a bit, and you know, we were kind of pressed for time because, you know, we were getting ready for Jackson State game in Miami. And we kind of pressed for time. All I did, you know, I just kind of looked at her, kind of gave her a little hug. And then she just, like, smiled, and she went on about the day. And she was fine after that.
That's
just looking out for one another, you know what I'm saying? Talking to someone will go so far. Or, you know, just kind of like a little, like, you know, interaction will go so far for them. Because we are college students. We are human beings. We go through things in life. And then on top of that, we have to entertain the crowd, the people, the world. So it could get pretty pretty heavy.
I was about to say, there are days where just being human that you're not necessarily in the happiest or you know, mood. It could just be a day where it's a rough day. Mm-hmm. How do you push through?
How do I push through?
Because you're here right now. Mm-hmm. Clearly you made it through. You're here right now, smiling. Like, yeah. How did you get through? You know, what was useful for you to get through those moments where you really didn't feel like, you know, it might have been just a challenging day, rough day?
Well, like you said, moment. It's a moment. It's just a moment. It's not eternal.
It's temporary.
It's temporary. Better days are coming. So I know that better days are going to come.
Look, young man, Mrs. Benita, Mr. Jarvis, I just have to let y'all know, y'all have really been raising a fine young man. He's on his way. He's absolutely on his way. I tell you what, you keep that mindset. Don't let nothing make you waver. When you step out of there at the college and just, you know, going forward, don't let nothing waver you.
Yes, sir.
Right? Now, here's a portion of the show that I like to call, that I created called Encouragement for Free. Okay? So, no matter if it's something that we've already talked about, or it could be something that you've learned growing up from your folks, mm-hmm. you know, but to all of our followers and all of our listeners, what is some encouragement for free right now that you can provide for them, that you can leave them with, no matter what it is? It could be something that we've talked about, or something that, you know, like I said, that you've learned from, you know, just your upbringing. But what is some encouragement for free right now that you can provide for that person that is listening and watching this episode and encouraged by you being here right now?
Okay. Like we said earlier, you know, kind of for things that you want or something that you have a strong passion for, but maybe kind of tough or difficult, persevere through it. And if you know that it's good for you, and it will be good for you and others, maybe persevere through it. And one thing that that stuck out to me as a child was I think it's a Bible verse. I think it's in 2 Corinthians, but it's walk by faith, not by sight.
Man, you over here throwing haymakers.
Hey, I got to.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you where you got that from, because I think I know where you got that from, Miss Benita, Mr. Jarvis. You know, but young man, you keep that, and you continue to press forward. Mm-hmm. Social media, is there any places on social media that anybody wanted to follow you or just kind of keep up with, you know, what you're doing, you know, going forward?
You could follow me on Instagram at bbr.jritt, J-R-I-T-T. You could follow out what I do at the Marching 100 on Instagram, the D-H-E Marching 100, and Strikers Dance Troupe, at Strikers Dance Troupe on Instagram. That's all on Instagram, yeah.
All right, get it right. Look, man, it's a blessing to have you here. You are officially a part of the Triumphant Moment Tea with Family. You know how to get in contact with me, you know, and at some point in time, we'd like to probably have you here on the show again, you know, on another level, continuing to encourage the youth, even adults get encouraged nowadays by seeing someone persevere like you're doing, mm-hmm. and like you did. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, and I don't take that for granted. So, as I said before, sometimes in life, you must fail in order to succeed. But one thing must remain certain. Under no circumstances do you ever, ever, ever give up. I am trying for moments with T. Wood. I got my guy Jarvis Ritten with me. Stay tuned for the next episode.